Good morning. So there we go. So good to see you guys. I will not ask you how you are. I can already see you're tired. I see it in you. I see it in you. Well, in the lessons for today, there's so many different things going on. But one of the things they talk about a lot in the lessons today is a journey toward home. Way back in the olden days, Brother Abraham was made a promise that there would be a better country. He was living in a tent. He was hanging out with his people. God came and said, "Look, I'm going to make of you a great nation." And do you know what Abraham kind of thought? I don't think so. How am I? He didn't have any children or grandchildren. He and Sarah, they had nothing really. I mean, they just had their people, their sheep, their goats, but they weren't having any children. And God was promising, look, you're going to get a land and descendants as many as the stars in the skies and the sun and the sands in the desert. And by the way, I'm going to send you on a journey. Oh, and so off they went. They were looking for their home, and it would take a long time to find it. Fact is, it would be only a promise for a long, long time that they would find their home. So I was wondering, what does home look like these days? What's home for us? Right here with this bunch of people here, this is a kind of home. But I was wondering myself this morning, I thought, what feels like home to me? And then I came across this. And I realized, when was I the happiest? One of the happiest times in my life. Do you all remember toys like these? Do you still have some? Not like these. Have you? Model cars and stuff, but they don't look like this, right? You had these when you were three, four. You were just kids back then, right? But man, talk about cool. I would love to have my car do this. That is so cool. And I got to thinking, how simple, how wonderful. I remember playing with these toys. You want some toys? Here you go. Grab a toy. Just grab whatever you think looks like the most fun. Nothing? Nothing? You're telling me that's not fun? Maybe. We have a maybe. Check it out. You can tow stuff. Right? Yeah, sometimes what feels like home sort of comes from our past. And we forget as we grow up, we forget, oh, there was this promise that someday I'm going to get a little bit older and I can do my own things. But we also can't forget where we came from. And sometimes God reminds us where we came from. Because we're all on this long journey, just like Abraham, from where we are to where we're going. From the promises we have to the promises God is bringing. So I thought the best thing to do, grab a car, any car. Just do a car. You want the big car? I like this one. There's a car. Come on, Tyler, find a car. A random car. Let's take a journey and see if we can find a home. You ready? Let's go. Here we go. And it's not a race. Sure, it's not. Right here. We'll start here. Let's go take a journey. If I was going to find a home, I don't know. I found my home in the promise of God. So I would go over here. And I would take my car. Listen, that's how I actually drive. I would go all the way to my home, where I baptized, I think, all three of you. That's a place we could have home. Where else would be home? What journey would you go for? Where's your home? Would it be with your parents? Would it be with your, well, take your trip? See if you can take your car over to your mom. She looks frightened. Oh, that one rolls really nice. Look at that, it's automated. That could be your home. Do you have a home, Tyler? Have a seat. This is your home. But wherever, yeah, I see where you're going. Awesome. So wherever our journey takes us, wherever our home is that God is leading us to, it's here with God. And God is always home with you. So wherever you journey, wherever your foundation is, wherever your city is that you're going to be growing up into and being with, you will always be home with God. Thanks. You can play with the cars some more during the regular sermon, or you can put them back. Totally up to you.